بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. One of the beautiful du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to seek protection from many, many aspects of harm and evil, internally, externally. And you will find one of the du'as, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-fitan ma zahara minha wa ma batan. O Allah, I seek protection in you from all types of fitna, all types of trials, stress, tribulations, whether it is the apparent ones or the hidden ones. So regarding this, you will find also Hazrat Uqbah bin Amir radiallahu anhu, he asked the Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that man najat, that what is the way for salvation? We know in today's time there are so many fitnas that are coming upon us from different directions. As Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that like a tasbih, when that bead and that string is snapped, and then one bead, then another bead, one fitna, another fitna will follow after each other. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahabi radiallahu anhu three pertinent advices to save oneself from all types of fitnas to gain salvation. So the first one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that أَمْلِكْ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكْ, that control your tongue. That when a person, مَنْ صَمَتَ النَّجَى, when he remains silent most of the time, then he will be successful. And the tongue, as Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi had on his ring inscribed, أَلْلِسَانُ جِرْمُهُ صَغِيرُ وَجُرْمُهُ كَبِيرُ, that this tongue is a small piece of flesh, but it commits the most amount of crimes. That is why the ulama explained that the tongue is like a gun. Like when a person has a bullet in a barrel or in a chamber, then when the person now releases that bullet, he can't bring that bullet back. So in the same way, when a person utters statements, those statements can either be harmful or it can be beneficial. So when a person now, he makes a harmful statement, that bullet causes physical harm. Whereas those statements of the tongue, it causes spiritual harm. It causes harm to the heart and takes very, very long to be healed. So that is why one alim said very, very beautifully, that control your thoughts before those thoughts becomes your words. And control your words before it becomes your actions. And thereafter he said, control your actions before it becomes your nature. So look after your thoughts before it translates into words. And look after your words, think what you say before it translates into actions. And look after your actions before it becomes your nature. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that daily all the limbs, they beg the tongue, that if you remain steadfast, we will remain steadfast. If you remain steadfast, we will be safeguarded. But if you remain crooked, then we also will have to face the consequences. So the tongue is a very, very important aspect that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahabi, that أَمْلِكْ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكْ, that control your tongue. Only speak when it is necessary. Too much speaking also, too much laughter, too much excessive speaking without the zikr of Allah causes the heart to become hardened. That is why the ulama, the mashayikh, has prescribed excessive zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep your tongue moist with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in today's time, one alim mentioned, went one step further, he said, control your tongue and control your thumb. With this thumb of ours, we become keyboard warriors. We on our phones, we on the WhatsApp, on the Facebook, Instagram, and like this, we don't realize hours are being wasted. All types of futility. And then we engage ourselves in ghibat, and then we start fighting, arguing, and unnecessary things. So control your tongue and control your thumb as well. The second hadith, the second advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلْيَسَأْكَ بَيْتُكْ, let your house be sufficient for you. That house, what a great ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person has a roof over his head. And he's so more fortunate than so many other people, thousands of people who are refugees in the refugees camps. Those people don't have proper homes. So much of shukr we should make that Allah has given us a home for our families, that we are secured. And in that home of ours, a person Especially in our country, a person will take, he will see that everything is locked properly. The doors are locked, the windows are locked. All, we will look for every place where maybe a criminal can think where he can enter. We will see everything is in order. So in a similar vein, in this period of the December, January period, when it is holiday time, then shaitan, nafs, ravages our heart, wants to rob our heart of that iman. All our good deeds, Allah, that this nafs and shaitan wants to destroy. And just like how we look after our valuables, we look after our family, we will employ a security company, we will see maybe the CCTVs, whether this will up our security, we will put extra fencing, we will put alarm, we will put sensors, everything. Why? To secure our family, to secure our physical bodies, to secure all our valuables. More valuable than that is to secure our heart. And then the avenues to enter the heart are the eyes, the gateways, the eyes, the ears, the tongue, and all these things, limbs. And when a person looks after all our limbs, then he is protecting all the gateways, the windows, and the doors towards our heart. So in these times, it is very, very important that we protect ourselves, remain confined in our homes. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned Abu Dawud Sharif, that inna min bayni aydikum fitanan ka qit'i layl muzlim, that there will be such fitnas amongst you that will prevail, that like the fragments or the portions of a dark night. You know, when he's load shedding and it is totally dark at night, then a person can't find his way, and then he needs some light, he needs some nur to guide him. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, like the portions, the fragments of a dark night, there will be like fitnas. And in the morning a person will be a believer, by nightfall he will be a disbeliever. Or vice versa, by evening he will be a believer, but by morning he may just engage in all types of sinful activities, in music, in dancing, in alcohol, etc. And by morning this person, his iman will leave that person. So yeah, thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continue with the hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Al-qa'idu fiha khayru min al-qa'id. That person that is sitting in his home is far more safer or more better than that person that is standing. And wal-qa'imu fiha khayru min al-mashi. And that person that is standing is far more safer than that person that is walking. And wal-mashi khayru min al-sa'i. And that person that is walking is far more better, and he'll be safeguarded more better than that person that is running. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Kunu ahlasa buyutikum, that remain to your homes, stick to your homes. So when a person is in his home, within the walls, the confines of his home, he'll be safe from very many fitnas. As Mufti Mahmud Gangoi Sahib Rahmatullah mentioned, that he said if there are riots outside and there is looting, there is all types of arson, all wrong that is being committed, and there is fear of life, then the right thing, sensible thing is to remain indoors. So here there are so many fitnas, a person should be careful as long as he remains indoors within the confines of his home. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, on one occasion he went to a certain walima and he found there was something wrong against Sharia, there was some music or something, and then he left that gathering. And then someone asked him, why did you leave that gathering? So he mentioned he heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that man kathara sawab the qawmin fawa minhum. Whoever increases the number of people, he will be regarded amongst them. وَمَنْ رَضِيَ أَمَلَ قَوْمٍ فَهُوَ شَرِيقًا فِي عَمَلِهِ أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And whoever is happy with the evil of a certain people, then he will be partner in crime, associate in that evil that is taking place. So وَإِذَا مَرُّ بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّ الْكِرَامَةِ. If they have to pass by any futility among the signs of a believer, that he will pass, he will walk away from there with honor, etc. So in today's time, we will find last night we heard maybe there was some fireworks. Hopefully, it was non-Muslims that were doing it here in Azazel. But how much of futility people were engaged in? Even in Muslim countries, you will find, for example, in certain countries where certain hotels will be lit up with fireworks, where thousands of dollars literally burnt up in smoke, and it has come a spectacle, and a person, what the any fighter looking at some fireworks, whereas that money could have been used for so many other good things for those people who are refugees. Those people are suffering of want and hunger in Somalia, in Pakistan, and in Syria. And yeah, we got so much of time to waste, money to burn. Allah forgive us, Allah guide us. So yeah, it also we should understand that in one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِذَا أُمِّنَتِ الْخَطِيَةُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, when any wrong is taking place on the surface of the earth, that فَمَنْ شَهِدَهَا وَكَرِهَهَا, and that person is there, he might be part and parcel, he might be there, he might be witnessing, but in his heart, deep down, he hates it. He has an aversion towards it. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, فَمَنْ كَانَ غَوْبَ عَنْهَا, it is as if though he was absent, he was not present over there. On the other hand, a person may be in the Darul Uloom, or he may be in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he may be even in his own home, but he may be viewing something before him on a box or on his phone, and he may be looking at a certain place or another place in the world, how they are celebrating the New Year, and so much of the people are going to town with festivities, etc. Now deep down in his heart, he thinks, if only I was over there. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, for man, whoever was absent, and wa radiya anha, but he's happy what is taking place, kaman kana shahidaha, it is as if though he was present over there. So imagine three gunas are so easily available. So Allah give us a tawfiq that we remain within our homes. Yeah, in our context, we remain within the walls of the confines of the madrasa. A person out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is in the house of Allah, the best of all houses. So to stay away from fitnas, to guard our tongue, and to remain indoors, inshallah. And the third advice, Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that wabki ala khati'ati, that cry over your sins, that sit in solitude and think how much of gunas, how much of sins I have committed. Now all the ni'mat Allah has given us, we use all the ni'mat to earn the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, فَإِن لَمْ تَبْكُوا فَتَبَاكُوا, that if you can't cry, then imitate the crying of a crying person. Just imitate a person. That a person, how a child, he wants something from his parents, how he will throw up a tantrum, and he will imitate a crying person. But even here too, a person imitates a crying person, Allah will forgive that person. One great alim, one sheikh, he mentioned, that just as we use water to cleanse ourselves from impurities, from janabat, and we use water for wudu, for hadith asghar, hadith akbar, for ghusl, etc. So similarly, we need water for our hearts, to cleanse our hearts of all gunas. And what is that water? The water is the tears of our eyes. That those tears are so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَأَنِيمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ حَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ زَجَرِ الْمُصَبِّحِينَ, that those tears of those person who regrets and makes tawbah are more beloved than the tasbih, the zikr of that person is making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those tears are so powerful, it can extinguish the fires of Jahannam, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we practice on this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In times of fitness, a person inshallah will be safeguarded. That control your tongue, that let your house be sufficient for you. Unnecessary, do not venture outside, lest a person gets attracted, all the outside distractions and attractions. And the third one, to cry over sins. And these three actions Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us, Allah loves these actions, and we should try and instill it in our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshaAllah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Nabiyyina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum ana jaleesun man jalasani dil mirahu jayek meydanimu tu hi tu ho aur mere tan mein bajaye aap dil dard dil ho dard dil غرس بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جگر، لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے، سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے، تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو، الہی رہوں اے خبردار تیرا. لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں، وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا، یہی راضی میں دعا مانگتا ہوں، عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت، میں اس کے سوا کچھ اور نہیں مانگتا ہوں، ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بڑھ کر، اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں، اصل مجھ کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں، میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں. لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 لا الہ الا اللہ،
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تاج میں آخر الجذبہ اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مسکو سراپا ذکر بنا دے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا نکلے میرے ہر بونے منہ سے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو کبھی چورے بھی نہ چھوتے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا حلق سے نکلے سانس کے بدلے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو رہے بس تاج میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہ اللہ اینچے شیرین اسنام شیر و شکر کی توجہ نام تمام اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شأنہ اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ 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 اپنے ملنے کا پتہ کوئی شاہ، تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں، اللہ 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 مٹا دے اپنی ہستی کو، چھوڑ دے ساری مستی کو، بستی بستی کہتا جا اللہ 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 ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی، اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی، اللہ 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 جل جلالہ تعالی شأنہ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على محمد كلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك، اللهم أعنا على تلاوة القرآن، اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك، وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك، اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك، وأتم علينا نعمتك، وأغبل علينا من فضلك، واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن، اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان، وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت، اللهم لقنا حجة الإيمان عند الممات، اللهم أعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت،
اللهم اغفرني اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ونعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك ومن فجاءة نقمتك ومن جميع سخطك اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك وارحم على روح محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأرواح وصلِّ وسلِّم وبارك وارحم على قلب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القلوب وصلِّ وسلِّم وبارك وارحم على جسد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأجساد وصلِّ وسلِّم وبارك وارحم على قبر محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القبور ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نازل بتايم إشراك السكين inshallah we encourage you to read two rakat salah. The reward of it is the person who gets inshallah a perfect reward of a perfect hajj and a perfect umrah inshallah. Then after you should try and read another two rakat salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make all our affairs and all our mu'amalat, all our affairs easy for us for that day. Allah give us the tawfiq inshallah.